Demonos from Immortal. You're listening to Heavy Demons.
So, dear Demoness, what shall the fans expect from Northern Chaos Gods, your much-anticipated new album?
Well, I hope they will stick with us when they hear this one.
Yeah.
I really hope they will bang their heads off when they hear it, and that they will find it interesting, and that they will get into the mood of that immortal feeling and the music we have made this time.
How was to work with Peter Tatgreen, either as a session bass player and the producer?
Well, firstly, it was our first choice to make him produce the album. And after we had given him the pre-productions that we made up front, he asked us, or he offered us to play the bass on the album, you know. So yeah, it was a good thing, and he's a brilliant musician, you know, and he is also a brilliant producer. So yeah, I think he was able to find the sound and the way we wanted it.
How will we see you on stage on the next tour? Vocals, guitar, or both?
It would be with vocals, but also on guitars and some of the songs, I think, yeah.
As we can notice on Northern Chaos Gods, the Blashirk saga continues. When you are writing lyrics, do you find inspiration from fictional words exclusively, or there is also something in the real world that inspire you?
Well, the lyrics of Blashirk is like our music. It's a glimpse into this cold and dark world, like an atmosphere that defines the soul and essence of Immortal. So my inspiration has always been from that dark, cold, and harsh nature, which we are really a part of, you know. It's like I walk to the mountains, I spend a lot of time traveling, going to the glaciers, sometimes I live in this cabin where I can stay for 4 or 5 days maybe and have these walks, you know. And the same with when we started with Immortal, you know, we were always out in the woods, breathing fire, drinking whiskey late at night. And it's like I wanted this unique thing with the lyrics for Immortal, because I was never, you know, politics or religion was never an inspirational source to me, so I choose nature, you know, and the dark and cold side of it, because that fits with the music.
Will there be one day, like, a follow-up to March of the North?
Well, March of the North was an album that was an offspring from Immortal. I didn't want to make just the same music. It was more like I always loved Manowar, you know, and I always loved those albums from Battery, which was different, like Hammerheart or Blood on Ice. And I wanted to make heavy metal music in the same way, just like with that kind of power. And I brought in a heavy metal drummer, which was our first drummer in Immortal, Armageddon. And Ice Dale was playing the guitar. So yeah, I think we pulled it off quite good. And the follow up was already written. But I haven't had the time to record it. It's like I made all those songs for the next Demonos album. But, you know, we've been through a lot of things the last 9 years. It was like some problems and conflicts we had needed to end, and we separated Abbas, and we had to start from scratch with a new album, because he took the material with him that we already had made for a follow-up to Osha Fall. So when the right time comes, I will record it, and yeah.
Are you still planning a video game music collaboration in the future?
No. Well, I did it because this guy was a friend of mine, and his ideas were really great about this video games or whatever, and I helped him out, you know, just for the compositions, so it was not really my idea to do it. I was asked to do it, and I thought it was a great thing to help him with that. And yeah, I think it was on. This is not a big company. You know, it's a local company from Bergen, and this guy was into metal for all these years, and it was like I knew him from very young age, and it was like, yeah, collaboration came from there.
And will you release something on video to promote Northern Chaos Gods?
We haven't decided that yet. We have been talking a lot about it, but I can't reveal anything for you. It's internal plans.
Okay, no problem at all. And We are about to witness, black metal's debut in mainstream cinema with the Lords of Chaos movie. Which are your feelings about it?
I really don't know. I don't know much about it, really. A lot of people have asked me about it, but it's like, I think it's very hard to comment on it because I don't know what will be coming.
Yeah, yeah. And is there something you miss or you don't miss from the early scene in Norway back in the early 90s?
Well, I will always miss the feeling in a way because it was very exciting times. And the same with the music you were listening to when you were younger. You know, it was like whenever we were listening to Celtic Frost, Venom or Bathory, you know, those biggest influences, it was like we were very hungry for more of that material, and we were really like seeing up to those people, you know, and looking up to those people as, wow, this is fucking great, we want to do the same, you know, and we actually wanted to be a black metal trio at that time. And yeah, it was exciting times, you know, because we were young, and also we didn't have an album out, you know, before 92, so it was actually earlier, of course, we were part of a subculture, but it was like very exciting times, and yeah, I still have that, I know that feeling.
What kind of music do you listen to nowadays when you're not playing with Immortal?
Well, I have a pretty huge vinyl collection with all the old death thrash metal, all the albums that I bought when I was younger, you know, someone I had to buy again. It's like, normally heavy metal, thrash metal, death metal, black metal, you know, and sometimes I listen to classical music, sometimes I listen to film music, you know, but it's like, I don't like to listen to a lot of songs, like, I normally listen to all the albums of Iron Maiden, all the albums of Black Sabbath, or at least the ones I like, you know, so I have these periods with bands, you know, like, you know, people are sitting in front of the TV and they are sapping, you know, I don't like that. I like to see a movie. Yeah. So I like to listen to music, not like sapping with music, if you understand what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, you want to leave those albums entirely.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah. Good saying.
May we dream to see you in Italy, like next year?
Also, we haven't come that far yet because we really had to take this step by step. And now there was so much promotion in this time for the album is out in 3 weeks, and we have to go back to the rehearsal after the summer and make plans for the live situation. That is where we are at this stage, you know, because we have to find some members and we have to establish something really great, you know, because we just don't want to go out there and do something half-hearted, you know.
Could you send out like one final message and greeting to the Italian Immortal hordes?
Yes, I really hope they will stick with us, and I really hope they will bang their heads off when they hear the album. And we are really ready for to battle with them, whenever the time is right.